Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Bites of Spam, the second episode of 2019 and the second episode of this little mini-series of episodes that I am doing with Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug, kind of filling in the spaces between when we can do the major Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug recordings. This week, I am talking about RuneScape, which is a game I've never actually played before, but some interesting news, actually, concerning the game kind of coming out of late 2018 and now here in early 2019. It's on a bit of a rally, it sounds like, and they have enjoyed some milestones and some records. So, just a little recap of that news. Let's get to it. Actually been a RuneScape player, and I don't know how true that is for, you know, many of you out there listening to it, but because I was unfamiliar with RuneScape, and in case you're unfamiliar with RuneScape, here's a little bit of history for it, okay? So RuneScape actually has a really, really storied and kind of fragmented isn't the right word, but it's got a very storied development history, okay? So it's an MMORPG developed and published by a company called Jagex, or maybe it's Jagex, I'm not entirely sure. RuneScape was first released in 2001, designed by Andrew and Paul Gower. And initially it was a browser-based game, it was built with Java. And actually it continued along in that capacity for the longest time. It was recreated in 2016 as a standalone C++ client. But as I say, it's got a much more storied development history than that. So the first public version was released in 2001. That was kind of the beta. And Jagex was the copyright holder, formed a little bit later that year. The game grew in popularity. The game engine was rewritten, I guess still in Java and as a browser game. This was released as RuneScape 2. And the original version of the game was renamed to RuneScape Classic. And then a third iteration of the game came along in July 2013. This was known as RuneScape 3. And all of this, of course, must have still been, you know, the Java browser-based game, because, of course, the standalone C++ coded client, it didn't come until 2016. Meanwhile, in addition to all of this, old-school RuneScape, which was a separate, older version of the game, dating from August 2007, was actually released in 2013. So I guess they kind of took the game back to the feel that it had in 2007, but this itself was released in 2013, and old school RuneScape is still maintained today alongside the original client. A little bit more on that, actually. So old school RuneScape came about because Jagex put up a poll in their community forums and basically asked players, you know, hey, should we have a separate incarnation of RuneScape that, you know, dates back to about August 2007? I guess this was a particularly good time for the game. And, you know, not surprising, right? Like, there's lots of nostalgia in different, like, think of the press for, you know, like a World of Warcraft Classic client, or think of how many Ultima Online free shards exist to take the game back to some previous era or iteration of the game. A lot of it pre-Trammel, but, you know, there you go. This just seems to be a thing in MMORPG communities, especially long-running communities. You know, there's sort of this clamor to have the game return to some previous era, which for various reasons, to a certain percentage of the player base, are ostensibly better. So, cool. Jagex responded to their community. I think this was actually a really great way to respond to that interest from the community. And so they put up this poll, asked whether, hey, should we do this separate incarnation of the game? Evidently, the community said yes, and old school RuneScape opened up to paying subscribers first in February of 2013. I guess there were about 50,000 votes in the poll. 50,000, that's another kind of significant number for MMORPGs, because that's about how many people signed up for the Ultima Online demo way back in the day. A free-to-play version of old school RuneScape was then released on about 2 years later, just February 2015. Old school RuneScape does receive regular content additions alongside, you know, RuneScape as it exists today, RuneScape 3. But what makes old school RuneScape different is that it's community-based, like, to the extreme. Any proposed update or idea before it is incorporated in the game actually needs 75% acceptance from the community. So there's votes that are held. And if it doesn't pass, it's either dropped or it's iterated and repulled until players find the update more acceptable. And here's where it gets really, really interesting. So, you know, okay, RuneScape's had this storied development history, and it's been around for a long time. It actually holds, if I'm not mistaken, a Guinness World Record for the world's largest and for being the world's largest and most updated free MMORPG. It has over 200 million registered accounts, although obviously not all of those are active, but still, there you go. And actually, just to follow up a little bit more on this, did a little bit more reading. So I think maybe the press for the August 2007 time frame for old school RuneScape was that in December of that year, 2007, Jagex made some updates to the game. They removed free player versus player combat, so still available, I guess, to subscribers, paying players, and they remove unbalanced trading in order to rid the game of issues surrounding real money transactions, RMT, real currency being traded for virtual goods, that sort of things. But the updates did also affect legitimate players, which resulted in, of course, a lot of complaints. And subscription numbers actually fell by about 60,000 at that time. So now, whether that was, you know, more, whether that was a lot of it legitimate players leaving or whether that was just the gold farmers leaving, it's not really sure. At least in February 2008, people from Jagex in interviews stated that, you know, they were afraid of losing members over the change because that had been seen in other games, but they were pleased to say that they'd actually lost none of the members. So maybe most of those losses were just, you know, the farmers. Who knows for sure? At any rate, that might have been the impetus for, you know, old school RuneScape. And it's funny, it comes down to PvP a lot of the times. Like, this is the same with Ultima Online, right? You know, there's a lot of clamor to return to the pre-Trammel area. You see that in a lot of the free shards, as I said. And, you know, maybe here too, that was kind of the idea in old school RuneScape. I'm not really sure. Like I say, I don't actually have a lot of experience playing the game myself. I know that Darkscape, a separate version of RuneScape that had open world player versus player combat, was released in 2015, and then it was actually closed only a few months later due to lack of interest. So, at any rate, what's interesting though is that RuneScape, old school RuneScape, has actually recently been released as a mobile game. It's available on iOS and Android now. And what's actually really cool about the old school RuneScape release, at least, is that since it has come out, and I got to get these numbers straight, since it has come out, and I mean, probably kind of in the run-up, actually, to its release, because it was released fairly late in 2018, and old school RuneScape saw its player base flourish more or less throughout the year of 2018. They redid the servers, which attracted more new players as well as brought some old players back. And I guess they broke this year. They broke the record previously set in 2008 for the most paid memberships at one time. Jagex, for their part, are very happy. I guess the franchise has been growing for about 5 years. They've seen community growth. And now with the move to mobile, they've seen even more. The games only came out like a few months ago, and since they've already seen 5 million installs across iOS and Android combined, simultaneous to this, or, you know, kind of alongside this, the actual lifetime revenue for the franchise for RuneScape passed $1 billion. Monthly active users have more than doubled. And the Jagex team has actually grown as well. They've been able to hire about 100 new developers. In fact, they celebrated the 18th, they recently celebrated, this was actually just a couple of days ago, the 18th anniversary of the game's initial launch by reaching a record number of subscribers. So that's actually, you know, I mean, that's cool for them. And it's cool too to see a game like RuneScape, which, you know, is, it's a full-featured MMORPG. It's cool to see RuneScape make the transition to mobile, because it's always great to see mobile, which is exploding as a gaming platform. It's cool to see these, you know, high quality, engaging, fully developed, mature, and expansive RPGs actually appear on mobile. Because the RPG space on mobile, as I've lamented in the past, is still kind of lame and, you know, could really use some work. So it's cool to see that, you know, old school RuneScape has made the jump, and there's actually, you know, sort of the RuneScape 3 will also be making the jump to mobile at some point in the near future. The game is currently in early testing, I guess. So that's cool. You can actually sign up for the further information at any rate about that, and I assume maybe the alpha or the beta test at some point at the RuneScape website. And I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes. And of course, you can find old school RuneScape available on the iOS and Android app stores right now. Well, this has been another episode of Bytes of Spam. If you like what you've heard, do consider supporting the podcast and the Ultima Codex, which produces it, on Patreon, patreon.com/UltimaCodex. You can also, of course, get in touch with us on Twitter at Ultima Codex, facebook.com/TheUltimaSeries, at SpamSpamSpamHumbug or UltimaCodex.com. Or you can send us an email, ultimacodex@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time, be virtuous.